much caring and true friendship can happen between kids if you give them the chance to have those opportunities.
If you have an idea for Feel Good Friday, call KVOE at 342-1400 or use the Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply text line, 620-342-5863. That's Feel Good Friday. I'm Chuck Samples, KVOE News.
Well, Chuck,
Feel Good Friday, brought to you by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, home of great daily lunch specials, the Flint Hills Best Steaks, and catering for any size event. Bruff's, 2640 West 18th. On KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, all the information you need, live and local.
I just couldn't wait to get in there, could I, huh?
Oh, well, it's all good.
Well, you mentioned yesterday you had a good Feel Good Friday coming up, and indeed, nicely done, a good story. And that Circle of Friends program, outstanding.
Yeah, they've done
at Emporia High School.
They've done a wonderful job in connecting people. And trust me, there's a lot of people in the district and out of the district that now know of Circle of Friends because of the benefits it provides.
Nicely done. 28 degrees, wind chill of 18. It is 719. Good morning.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
And our newsmaker today is brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 475-3386.
Since 1958, the Olpe Chicken House has been serving their signature fried chicken, steaks, and seafood. It's a nice place to relax with family and friends while enjoying great food. They also have extra seating space for your special event or meeting. And if you need their catering service for weddings, reunions, company meals, or other events, they can help make your event a success. Just call 475-3386. They're open till 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday and open till 9 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Make the short drive to the Olpe Chicken House.
KVOE live and local, 720, 28 degrees on a Friday morning. We're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Dirty Can's operations manager, Leland Daines. Leland, good morning.
Hey there, Leland.
Good morning, guys. I couldn't help but reflect on when Ron was given the temperature there, how much I appreciate the cold we've gone through, so that 18 wind chill feels like pretty good.
It doesn't feel bad out there this morning.
How sad is that?
Yeah. It really is. Well, always good to have you in here, Leland. Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning.
Oh, you know, it's my pleasure.
And DK, well, I'll tell you what, you're always active. This is a year-round operation with Dirty Cans and what you've got going on and what this has morphed into over the years. You did this year change the tact to your registration process for DK. First, tell us how that went and why was the change made, Leland?
Yeah, for those that have been following along, we went to a lottery format this year. And on the surface, that can be scary for a lot of folks because I think they feel like they can't control their destiny versus previous years when it was what we'd call an open registration, meaning registration opens at a set date and time and you get on, you log on, and you register yourself. And it's kind of a first come, first serve. Well, in 2017, early January of last year, as we were registering for this past year, we basically crashed the internet. There was such a high volume and high demand that more people that the servers could accommodate, i.e. more people than we can allow into the race, were trying to log in and do that procedure. And it just caused a lot of problems. So it did not work as it was meant to. And it was not a pleasurable experience for those trying to sign in. It was a very stressful experience for them. So we, of course, did our homework and we looked at what the industry was doing. And the only answer we could come up with was a lottery format. And what that did was allow people a couple weeks to submit their name. Now, the only stressful part of getting your name in was easy this go around, but now you had to wait and hear if your name was selected. Fortunately for our fellow Emporians and those within a close proximity, we stated that, you know, we were going to give you preference. You've supported us, we're going to support you. And if you were from a 66801 and you put your name in the hat, you were selected. And we weren't bashful about sharing that information.
Yeah, so it was waited, you know, to make sure you can support the locals. And overall, how do you think the lottery format as far as registration went this year, Leland?
Yeah, we're very pleased. You know, throughout the process, as people were signing up, that we received many emails saying, thank you, this was not stressful. I was able to take my time, get my information in there, and not feel stressed about it. And then, you know, throughout the selection process, we had our weighted criteria for locals and women. Then after that, it was a randomized process. And so the stressful part, as I mentioned, for folks was simply waiting for their name to come up. And admittedly, we still have more demand than we can handle, and therefore that means some people are left on the outside and they're feeling like they got left out. But and our heart breaks for them because we want to take everyone that we can. It's an amazing experience. And the first question usually asked is, why can't you just take more people? Well, the easiest way to put it is we've got a product that is an experience, and that experience is dependent upon our ability to deliver a quality experience. And if we go way too far in order to try to accommodate everyone, no one will have a good time. And so that's why we have to control the number of people that are in the event.
So you are trying to, you know, save the integrity of what you have created.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think if we expanded to the demand, which is nearly twice what we take, we would have a product that would likely fall apart. So
gotcha. So what are you capping things off here for the 18DK as far as total goes, and then really the feature races, the 200 and the 100?
Yeah. So the 200 has a cap of 1,000, and the 100 has a cap of 750. And between our four distances, the 200, 100, 50, and 25, that cap is at 2,500. But that number is actually going to grow. We do have a small number of pilots, if you will, test pilots in our DKXL that we can talk about, of 34. But more importantly, we'll be opening registration for our high school category, a competitive class just for high school age students. That opens February 1st. Will be an open registration, not a lottery. So first come, first serve basis on that. And we expect between 200 to 300 kids in that. So we're going to be pushing closer to 2750, I think, when it's all said and done.
What will be the length of the high school race?
The course is currently set at 32 miles. And so the focus for our high schoolers is, of course, it'll be a physical challenge for some, for a lot. For some of our students, that'll be a shorter distance. But this is more on competing against your peers and having an opportunity to experience the Flint Hills gravel without the arduousness that the 100 and 200 provide. Even though teenagers, the age on the 100 is 14 and it's 16 for the 200. So the high schoolers could participate in those, but if they'd rather compete against their peers, we've got a category set up for that.
All right.
You
alluded to this. Mm-hmm. The DKXL. Now, folks, listen up here to what Leland is about to say. The DKXL. First, Leland, what exactly is the DKXL, and what will this entail?
Yeah, I regret that Jim's not here to share on this, because the DKXL is really the Dirty Kansas that Jim and Joel Dyke had originally planned. It is a 350-mile, entirely self-supported, meaning no support crew, no checkpoint fanfare, none of that. It's you and your bike and some Casey's convenience stores out there along the route. And they will depart on Friday at 4 p.m. in the middle of our expo, and they're expected to return by the same 3 a.m. Sunday morning cutoff that everyone else does. So they ought to be intermixed in the finish of the 100 and 200, depending on their pace. So it's a kind of the challenge revisited. Jim and Joel, for a number of reasons, opted not to go 350 miles when they first set up Dirty Kansas, thought 200 was a little bit more palatable of a distance, and rightfully so. Over time, that was proven to be correct, and so now we feel like this is the time that we're ready to introduce the next evolution or de-evolution. I don't know how you want to say it.
All I said when Jim was explaining this to me was, "You have got to be kidding!"
Yeah.
So let's talk about who will be participating, and the number of who will be participating kind of ties into your first year, right?
Yeah, so this first year, I want to stress, because this is, again, another avenue that once we released that information, people's ears were perked, and we were pleasantly surprised with the amount of interest we've had in that. But this year, 2018, is a pilot. It is a test. And what that means is we've hand-selected and invited, by invite only, recruited some folks that we gave them the instructions that we want your feedback this year, and let's see how this goes before we open it to the public. Again, with everything we've done, we want to make sure that this experience is world class, and we didn't feel like we could open it up to the public without a dry run, if you will. So that's what's going on this year. And so these 34 being the original number of starters in the very first Dirty Kansas 200, we thought that was a bit poetic to in a good sample number. So 34 folks represent all walks of the the cycling community. First and foremost, we did think they had a legitimate capacity to do it. We didn't want to invite anyone that we felt was severely over their head, because this is a very difficult task. But it's not just previous winners and previous ultra marathoners. We wanted a good mix of men and women, veterans, and somewhat, you know, relatively new folks to cycling. Newer in the sense that, yes, they can do the distance, but they haven't been doing it for decades plus, you know. And so it's a fair representation of the gravel cycling community, we think.
350.
That is amazing. Leland, what's been the reaction here since you've announced here DKXL? And I guess really, I mean, obviously you got to go through early June to see how things go, but how could this wind up becoming maybe part of the lexicon here for Dirty Kansas, especially now that people realize that, hey, this was the original plan?
Yeah, you know, again, I hate to make a confident statement such as I'm going to make, but given the reaction, which has been, how do I sign up? How do I get an invite? I think we're going to have an event moving forward. You know, Jim and I have done this long enough that I anticipate this will go fairly well, and that folks will have a good experience, and that the course will work out, and the logistics will work out, and all those things that kind of behind the scene that we need to check the boxes off and say, yeah, this is a go. I'm really expecting this to be part of the Dirty Kansas lineup moving forward. So I hope that becomes true and is the case, because I think here's what I've seen. And I was just looking at the Dirty Kansas results over the years. Naturally, we've had more participants, which leads to more finishers, but the percentage of finishers increases year after year after year, which says to me that regardless of how many were starting, more were finishing. And that's because people were becoming better prepared and better prepared. Mm-hmm. And now we've got 13 years in this year, we've got people who have finished the 200 repeatedly. And whereas that was once the, hey, can I go out and do this? We've basically shifted the dialogue to, well, what's next? You know, where does my limit reside now? And we've helped these folks to push it further down the road, and we think it's now 350 miles down the road.
Well, and this is something I think you have described, too, as a way to, you know, keep the integrity of the original DK 200, 100, while still growing the event, is how you describe what, sideways?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we don't feel it's going vertical, because that would be increasing the field limits, and we're pretty near to capacity. We hope to continue to bump those up little by little if we can, if we think we can figure out ways to do that. But really, adding these events, the XL and the high school, it felt so natural, and it was a perfect fit, and it allows us to get more people out here experiencing the gravel.
And I think you're teaming up with Emporia Main Street for How to Thrive and Survive the DK event coming up in February?
Yes. Yeah, so actually, tail end of January and three dates in February. There's a lot for folks. And even if you're not riding, perk up your ears and listen up here, because there's some things, some ways that you can get involved. January 30th, CVAB, Convention and Visitors Bureau, is hosting a Airbnb talk night. And we've got a real need, a very strong need, not just at Dirty Kansas, but events like GBO, home football games perhaps, where people may want a non-traditional lodging, and that means homestays and things of that nature. For DK and GBO, there's no alternative. All the hotels are booked up. So if you have any interest in making a little bit of money for yourself, generating a little bit of tax revenue for Emporia, you can make your monthly mortgage in just a few nights by giving up your home and renting it out to folks. So they're going to discuss how that's, you're going to have some questions and concerns, I'm sure. So that's what this talk night is about. February 22nd, I'm fairly certain, we'll have to wait for Main Street and Dirty Kansas to release the exact date, because I can't remember off the top of my head. But I think February 22nd, we've got a How to Thrive and Survive Dirty Kansas, which is for individuals from the community, business members, to come down and learn from Casey, Jess, Jim and myself on how can they get involved, how can they be a part, because even though there's so many people in town, they're not just going to magically find everyone's business doors, and a lot of the activities take place downtown, so that's really good for the downtown merchants, but it doesn't mean that those from around town can't figure out ways to attract those people while they're here, because they're here for multiple days and they're not riding the whole time. So we want to help our businesses thrive at Dirty Kansas Weekend and figure out ways that they can become involved in what's going on.
Okay, number three?
Oh, yeah, and then so the other two are for our riders. February 7th, we have a how-to DK 50 and 25-miler for our two shorter distances, and then on Wednesday the 21st, we have a how-to DK 200 and 100. And those are very specifically what have you gotten yourself into and how are you going to manage completing the distance in front of you. So, and those will be live-streamed for folks that can't attend in person. So folks will be tuning in from all over the world. We've got to 61 international riders this year from something like 17 countries, which dwarfs our international reach from previous. And I think that's a result of the new registration process. They weren't ostracized by the timing of it, and we're given a fair shake at putting their name in the hat.
Outstanding. My goodness.
All right. Excitement, as always, surrounding DK 2018.
Absolutely.
Coming up. Looks like got some good things going on, and I'm sure we'll have you and Jim in a few more times before the big event coming up in just a few months. Leland, as always, we appreciate your time.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, Leland Daines, Operations Manager, Dirty Kanza. Our newsmaker this morning, Chuck, brought to you by the Opie Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Opie Chicken House, a family tradition for well over 50 years.
And if you want to be part of our newsmaker slot, just call us or use the Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply text line at 620-342-5863. Next week is full Monday. We'll start off the week with Lyon County League Tournament Director Ted Vannocker.
It's 28 degrees, a wind chill of 19, 734. Stay tuned. Weekend weather next.
Just in time for the snow and ice, Clipware Toyota has the vehicle to get you where you're going. Now through January 31st.